Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Notorious mass murderer and cult leader Charles Manson is dead. He was 83 years old. He died last night in a hospital in California. Over two nights in the summer of 1969, Manson directed members of his cult, he called the Family, to kill seven people, including actress Sharon Tate, who was pregnant at the time. Manson and his family were convicted of murder, sentenced to death, but then California commuted that to life prison when the Supreme Court struck down the death penalty in 1972. Now, California prison officials are saying that they haven't released the details about his hospitalization and his later death because of privacy laws that prevent them from doing it.
Certainly is checking into the penthouse suite in hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, whoever, they kicked Hitler out of that room.
Make way. Here we go.
Jacuzzi full of lava.
But we were saying when he did that, he ruined it for hippies.
Yeah, he did.
What year was it? 68?
69.
So like free love and hippies, man. Everybody thought hippies were these sweet.
How free was that? You'd be able to hitchhike across the country.
Couldn't get a ride.
Yeah.
Put that thumb up. No one's going to pick you up again now. They thought anyone with long hair now was a Manson killer.
Yeah.
It was just such a... Have either of you ever read Helter Skelter, the book that the LA Times journalist did about it?
With all the gory details.
Right, with all just the details of like how the investigation went, like how it all came together, the trial, all of it. It's really fascinating. I mean, just to get a glimpse into like how charismatic this person was. I mean, because keep in mind, he didn't raise a finger personally in the deaths of any of those people. He sent other people to do it.
Those crazy girls that would scream in the trial. Ben Stiller used to do a sketch in 1990 called Ask Manson, and it's Bob Odenkirk.
I gotta see this.
It's Better Call Saul doing Manson, and the premise was he's in jail and people ask him questions.
Get his stain out.
Somebody asked him how to get a stain out of carpet.
You can't get a stain out. You think I'm the stain. They say Charlie is a stain, and they try to rub me out and put me in the jail cell. Only you don't. You just spread me around more. I'm beside your children. I'm a stain all out there in the world. I'm not just locked up. You're locked up in the prison. I'm free. I'm floating around and looking around. I like it up here. You should try some lemon juice.
Ask Manson was brought to you by Happy Children's Toys. Fun.
Lemon juice.
You should try some lemon juice. I'm flying around.
Oh,
that's
man.
Awesome.
Yeah. He'd come up for parole every so often, and it was like they'd go through the motions out in California. I mean, they had to give him his due process, but they're like, the day we let you free.
Well, he carved a swastika into his forehead.
Yeah. That was a moment.
Like, Charlie, it's not
you
making
crazy.
Your parole hearings any better with the swastika carved into your forehead.
He's
you
gone.
Crazy.
And the big deal at the time was when Geraldo Rivera got in the prison cell with him alone.
That's right, because he's only done.
And I think half of America was kind of hoping that Charlie would
attack him
with break his neck.
Like, come on, grab him by the mustache.
Geraldo Rivera with an exclusive interview with Charlie Manson inside of his cell.
Honda, we're calling hundreds of thousands of its Odyssey minivans. There's a problem with the second row seat. The recall was announced this week. It's going to cover Odyssey models dating from 2011 to 2017. Honda's received 46 reports about the second row seat tipping forward during moderate to heavy braking because it's not latched properly. Passengers did report some minor injuries. Back in December of 2016, Honda had to recall the Odyssey for a similar issue. So the company's working on a free fix for all Odyssey owners. You probably want to get that before you head out. They're saying 50.9 million Americans are going to travel over Thanksgiving. And about 45 million of those will be by car between this Wednesday and the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
And it's an uptick from last year. Why do they think so? Why more this year?
Gas, right? I mean,
gas is down. And I mean, I think we're starting to see, we haven't seen, this is the biggest percentage we've seen since 2005.
I wonder why.
Well, 2007 is like where that, you know, everybody, the bottom went out on the U.S. economy, and I think everybody was just gripping. So now we're starting to sort of like, I'll shell out the cash to come see you.
I remember at some point in the early 2000s, this sounds old, but gas prices were so high. I lived in Lincoln and people said they couldn't afford to drive to Omaha.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was considered wasteful.
Yes. Right. It was that time where it was the first time it would cost $50 plus to fill up my car. I was like,
You'd be like, what are you going to do this weekend? I'm like, I think I'm going to head up to Omaha. You want to come up? People are like, that's just wasteful.
Yeah. Carpool.
But you know, it's funny. Once the gas goes down, who cares?
Oh, we're
just waste.
Spraying it all over the place.
Right. Letting the car idle.
In the driveway.
Just
warm up. Yeah.
Danica Patrick announced that she's going to be retiring from auto racing after competing in the Indianapolis 500 and the Daytona 500 next year. So this is the big news.
Is it? The big news is Dale Earnhardt retiring.
Well, Dale Earnhardt, I know, but she's like the first, I mean, isn't she the highest finishing woman ever?
Yeah, she's done quite a bit for her.
Well, we love Danica Patrick, but I'm saying racing fans care about Dale. She was kind of
Dale's final lap was this weekend, right?
Okay. I mean, I think even Danica and Dale got into it once because she crashed into him.
Yeah, she's a salty. She's a salty driver, boy.
Hey, man, Rubbin's racing. Mm-hmm. Rubbin is racing.
Spending too much time with the grandparents may be bad for your kids' health. This is just coming just in time for the holidays when family gathers. They found that grandparents' habits were having a overall negative effect on their grandchildren's health in the areas of weight and diet. Go to grandparents' house and it's all about sweet treats, overfeeding and extra TV time and not a lot of moving around. And they say that these they could cause long-term health consequences for children. Obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. It's like just in time for Christmas, they're ruining it for everyone. Grandparents also play a positive role in children's lives. They wanted to say it's not all doom and gloom, not recommending limiting grandparent interactions, so don't worry. But they're saying that a lot of times when you go to Grammy's house or Papa's house, it's all about the treats.
Well, I'm sure you can relate to that, right? And Jeff and I don't, you know, have kids to take the grandparents, but it seems like that's the deal.
We have absolutely, like, you can always tell after a long trip to Grammy's house, because it's like the kids are like, where are the donuts? I'm like, well, you're back to real life now, where we don't have donuts every day. So enjoy your banana.
Donuts. Here's a banana. Eat it. I love bananas.
So do I, but they get they love bananas, but then all of a sudden they realize that they can have chocolate donuts every morning for breakfast for 10 days straight, and suddenly it's like, banana. Apple announced they're delaying the release of their HomePod speaker until next year. They say that they need more time to work on the HomePod.
It's like Apple Alexa, right? Amazon Alexa.
It was originally set to be released next month, and it's like $350. It's a take on like higher end sound systems like Sonos, as well as smart assistants like the Echo or the Google Home. It's a cylindrical speaker. It has like 7 speaker array, all sorts of 4-inch subwoofers. I mean, it's supposed to be absolutely amazing, but apparently Apple felt like it wasn't ready for release just yet. So if you were planning on that for Christmas, you're just going to have to wait. And Trader Joe's announced a new product for people who don't want the hassle of making Thanksgiving dinner, but want to have the tasty treats. This is the thing for you. It's a $13 stress-free Thanksgiving box. Trader Joe's turkey and stuffing en croûte.
Yeah, but that's not the first time. It's really,
Yeah, I mean, this is like for people who just don't want to, I guess it's a turkey loin wrapped around cornbread stuffing, all wrapped in a flaky puff pastry. It comes with turkey gravy, cranberry sauce. Also
I think I did it last year.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this before.
But that's the whole thing with Trader Joe's, hit or miss, man. You got to, and remember, if you don't like something, you can return your unused portion.
I just love going into the, whenever
if I go. You have no shame.
Yeah. You go in there and they have stalks. That's how I learned how Brussels sprouts were grown.
Yeah.
Instead of having your typical bag, you just grab a stalk of the damn thing, you know. So yeah.
Cut them off when you get home. And if that's too much and if you just want a simple bite of Thanksgiving dinner, Pringles may have the answer for you. It's Thanksgiving dinner in a chip. Pringles flavored. It tastes like turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, cream corn, green bean casserole, macaroni and cheese, and pumpkin pie.
Here you go. We got this.
Trouble making it home for the holidays? Stuck inside a prison known as work? Well, chin up, Buttercup, because now you can enjoy a home-cooked meal from anywhere with Pringles' new Thanksgiving dinner. Try slow-roasted turkey on the go. Skip the in-flight nuts and crush some mashed potatoes, stuffing, and turkey. Whether you're working hard or working to get home, we've got 8 Thanksgiving classics just like Grandma used to make.
It tastes like real pumpkin pie.
That's right. No matter where you're at this Thanksgiving season, dinner is served with Pringles Thanksgiving Dinner.
How funny is that?
So
that's like
gross.
What we would feed the astronauts because you're up at the space station. You know, open your Thanksgiving dinner pack.
Yeah, there it is. Pringles in a Thanksgiving in a tube.
I know they serve it, I guess, in like a TV dinner style. Container.
The chips they do? Okay.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I was reading. It comes in a TV dinner-like package. So I guess the chips are probably in different... Because I was wondering, like, obviously one chip isn't going to taste like all those things, so it would make sense that they would have the chips in, like, each little compartment. Like, oh, do you want the turkey and mashed potato chip? Crunch. And then, like, in the separate thing is, like, the cranberry, the cream corn, the green bean casserole. I mean, God bless. It sounds
a little offensive to Grandma, right?
I think so.
Grandma's like, I've been replaced by a chip. What? men who decide to get snipped, it could be an improvement for your love life. They say 4 out of 10 guys say their sex lives have significantly improved after undergoing a vasectomy. I guess experts believe that it's a more relaxed and spontaneous love life.
Like they're getting more?
Yeah.
Once they get snipped, the lady removes the goalie?
I guess so. That's that they're 3 times more likely to have extra action after the vasectomy, and that 4 out of 10 guys say that the sex lives have significantly improved. They say the experts believe it's probably the whole not having to worry about the stress of a potential pregnancy. So it's more relaxed, more spontaneous. You don't have to stress about it. It's all taken care of on the operating table. But women reported feeling better arousal from their partner after the surgery as well. Usually we always hear the story around March Madness. That's when a lot of guys schedule it because they like to sit on their couch with their bag of peas.
Yeah, sitting there.
And watch college basketball.
They do it fast now. I mean, geez, back in the day, it took a couple days to recover. Now it's like, I think it's like in and out.
It's outpatient surgery now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're home. I mean, it's
and working,
obviously.
I think you take a few hours off, but yeah, outside of that, it's pretty quick. You always hear stories of people getting, I always wondered about that too, still able to get someone pregnant, even though they've been snipped. Snipped.
Well, I mean,
it's awful.
I know. It's not a very.
Yeah, but married guys usually want it. I mean, you'll hear them being like, man, I'm getting snipped. Because a lot of people have a oops.
Yeah, the oops baby.
The surprise baby, yes. Well, and then that is the thing. I recently had a friend whose husband had undergone a vasectomy and they had like a, are we pregnant scare?
But
she's like, can that happen? I was like, yeah, I mean, it can. I mean, there are cases of vasectomies like not taking or like that healing back or whatever.
That's just the male man.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, well, I've got to come up with a good cover story because my husband's been fixed. But obviously the guy I'm sleeping with now is not. That was not the case. but yeah, I mean, there are the rare occasions where it doesn't work out, but I would say mostly doctors have got it all figured out
now. I should just get it done. I don't plan on having any children. You know, just get it all snipped away.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound
of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hey, it's Katy Perry on Channel 94.1.
Who's this?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Yours?
It's awesome. It's kind of busy. I spent a lot of time at the grocery store this weekend, actually. I went every day, and maybe twice on a couple days since Thursday. You ever do that? Just I felt like I need to, I don't know, make a list.
You come home from the grocery store, and then you open the fridge. An hour later, and you're like, we have no food.
Yes.
Right.
Like, you want to make dinner, and you're like, I didn't buy any food that I want to eat now.
I know. That's the problem. So I'd go to the store. I'd come back, and I'd go, well, you know what? I want to eat this. So back to the store we go. You know, so anyway, that was my gig this weekend. Katy Perry tickets, it's yours. Congratulations. You're number 9.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My daughter's birthday is tomorrow. She's turning 15. She's been wanting to go to this, so this is excellent.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's pretty cool.
That's really neat. It's a great present.
Yeah. What's her name?
Peyton.
Oh, Peyton. Oh, well, happy birthday early, Peyton. Okay. Well, hold on the line, too, because you're also in the running for this drop zone as well, which is right up next to the stage, okay?
Oh, cool. Great.
All right. Hold on the line. We'll let you guys know on Monday, I believe, about the drop zone deal. So, yeah, keep listening. We got Kay in today after us. She'll give you the next opportunity after 11 o'clock to get pick up tickets and get qualified for that drop zone. So, boom.
This will probably be another big mother-daughter show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to find a show that will be good for dad. Are there any father-son experiences?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think where my husband would be.
Where would your husband and Declan go?
When will be his first show? When will be your daughter's first concert will be the question as well.
I think she'll probably be the one before Declan. She's like obsessed with, you know who she really loves, which is so funny? She loves Sia.
Does she really?
Yeah, she just loves the music. Like, I'll play random Sia songs, and she'd be like, I love this song. Who is this? And I'm like, it's Sia again.
You should show her the video, that original one.
I did.
She's dancing around.
Yeah, because I was like, I showed it to her just for the first time yesterday. And she's like, how does that girl do all that stuff? I mean, it's pretty amazing when you watch it, because in the Chandelier video, it's this girl that came off of Dance Moms, and she's maybe, 10 in the picture, in the video? And just flying like a little imp through the whole thing. It's pretty wild. I don't know. I don't know what their first concerts will be. I'm not pushing it, just because it's like, ugh.
Well, what is Declan into?
Nothing.
He's the oldest.
Gangster rap.
Right.
That would be awesome. Declan the gangster rapper.
Metal, death metal. No, it'd be great. I'm going to go to my room, build my Legos, and listen to some death metal.
So he's like, not into any particular artist, really?
No, he doesn't have any particular faves right now. I mean, my husband is a huge Clash fan. So I suppose that kind of thing. There's this local band in Chicago that my husband loves called Mr. Blotto.
Okay. Mr. Blotto.
And he's always like trying to get to shows. And I always feel bad because like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, there's a show, but it's like an hour away. And he's like, I can't go. Mr. Blotto is not playing in the city.
He's going to wear his jean jacket. Mr. Blotto is a jam band.
Yes.
Are they really?
What's their music like? I haven't even heard their music. He just talks about it.
Blend hard rock, original rock, southern rock, folk music, and country rock.
It's a blend of all that. And Peter digs that.
Yeah, I guess. I've never heard him. He talks about him all the time.
Have you ever been to a concert with Peter? I guess I never thought of Peter as being a big music fan for some reason. I don't know why.
No, he likes like live music, but he likes to go to like live music, like small venues.
Okay.
Like I can't imagine him at like an arena show unless it was something. I don't even know what would drag him to an arena show. Mr. Blotto playing at the United Center in Chicago. Let's go. He's always trying to, he talks about Mr. Blotto all the time. He'll be like, Mr. Blotto is playing at you know, Shuba's. This is like a little local place in Chicago. I'd be like, well, you should go. And he'd be like, oh, no, but it's...
When was the last time you saw him?
I think it was a couple years ago.
Oh, geez, you got to
like he'll
that
sneak
happen.
Out, like not sneak out, but like he'll sneak like you know out. Like sneak out. But I mean, like you know, when the kids were little, like babies, he'd be like, "Mr. Bob," I'm like, "After the kids go down, go. Like seriously, go. Get out of the house. Bye. I'm happy to see you, but go, please."
So here's what you have to get him next year. Get him. You need to get him tickets to Blatopia.
Oh my God!
Every July. So the group hosts a yearly festival called Blatopia. It's a two-day camping festival every July.
Where?
It's moved around, but okay. Last year the show moved to Who Else Land in Dixon, Illinois. How far away is Dixon?
I don't know. Dixon's, I think, south of us.
But he can get, who's his buddy, Don?
Yeah, yes.
Is Don into Mr. Blotto?
Don Johnson? Absolutely.
So get Peter and Don tickets to Blotopia 2018.
Oh my God, that'd be hysterical. You know his favorite? I think the last
band that-
would
be a sweet wife gift.
I think the last band that he saw like in concert someplace was Wilco.
Oh, wow.
And that was like their last show where they like quit on stage or they broke up on stage. It was like in the 90s or something. Like he randomly goes to weird shows.
Dixon's about 2 hours from you, by the way. So
is it? Okay. Yeah.
Blotopia. 2018.
Mr. Blotto.
Sounds like a nightmare. He can go with his guy friends.
He can take Declan.
Yeah. Oh, no. He can go camping.
Designated driver.
2 days. In the deal, you bet. You'll see Mr. Blotto and company for a whole weekend. They must be pretty decent size and have a good following if they're doing a...
They're big local. Yeah, I didn't realize that they had such a... I mean, I thought that... I didn't realize until Jeff just told me that they had that big of a following that they would even... Blotopia. That's hysterical.
You can jump on a Greyhound, $37. There you go. Getting tickets on the Greyhound.
Blotopia has been going on since 2000. Why don't you give him that for Christmas?
Because she doesn't know.
She doesn't want to let him go.
No, I do want to let him go. He's not a camper. That's the thing. Is there a hotel nearby?
2 day camping festival.
His idea of roughing it is that the ice machine is not on the same floor the room we're staying in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
So recently, Kim and Kanye had a baby shower celebrating the upcoming birth of their third child. But the deal is that they're having the baby via surrogate. And the one missing member of that little equation was the surrogate not invited to the baby shower. Well, Kim addressed that, and she's got a good reason. She's like, I would have wanted her to be there as part of it, but they haven't really explained it to the kids yet. So she has a 4-year-old daughter, North, and a 1-year-old son, Saint, and apparently they haven't really explained how baby sister is coming into their lives.
That's weird, though, don't you think? So the baby wasn't present at its own baby shower.
Yes. How strange is that? She's like, I'd have to explain to my kids first and figure out how I'm going to explain it to them.
I mean, that's, I guess, understandable, but it still seems pretty jerky. I mean,
I'm with you.
You don't have the circuit there. We don't really feel comfortable having you around.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for carrying my child, right. But like, well, back of the bus.
Of course, we'll need you there the day of the birth. But until then, I mean, it's just weird having you around and having to explain to the kids
who this woman is.
Well, so do the kids think that their mom is pregnant? Like all of a sudden one day, mom who is still like kicking it, svelte figure, walks home one day with baby sister. And I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
You tell them the stork. Maybe have have an actual stork deliver the baby.
So they got the money.
They're rich. They can do it.
Yeah.
I know, because Kim was like, talking about her surrogate, Kim said that I love her. I have the best relationship with my surrogate. She's so nice. She's the perfect person to do this for my family. And everyone's kind of like, I don't know if we're handling it the best way. But hey, who are we? Like, I've never undergone the surrogacy route. So maybe it is that awkward thing when the kids are that little explaining how their family is working. David Cassidy. Currently in critical condition. He was hospitalized for liver and kidney failure. He was, you know, the big star of the Partridge Family back in the day.
He was like the boy heartthrob, like the Bieber of his generation, right?
Yes. Yeah. He sang. He had albums. He toured. He was on there. But he is said to be in really bad shape. He was taken to a hospital in Florida and put into a medically induced coma. And now I guess he's conscious and surrounded by families, but it said it's like they're just trying to keep him comfortable. I mean, he needs a new liver. 67.
New liver.
When Party refers to the wig that you wear, you know, your fantasy.
Yeah,
the blonde. I think the wig is like loosely based on David Cassidy's hair.
Very well could be, actually.
I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
Two wings.
Oh, yeah.
Parted down the middle.
That's it right there, man.
That is a Prel commercial.
Look how shiny and soft it looks.
It looks like he uses mane and tail.
Yeah, I think so.
He probably did. Last night were the American Music Awards, sort of like the unofficial kickoff to the music awards season. And the big winner of the night was Bruno Mars. Seven awards, seven trophies, and he wasn't on hand to accept any of them. But the big one was Artist of the Year, went to Bruno Mars, and then also Album of the Year for 24 Karat Magic. The Lifetime Achievement Award went to Diana Ross. And the whole show was hosted by her daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross, who's the star of ABC shows Blackish.
I had no idea that was her daughter. Okay. All right.
They look so much alike once you see them together. You're like, oh, my gosh. But last night was also Selena Gomez's return to the stage. This was like her only appearance this year. And a lot of people, you know, they loved seeing her back, but a lot of people were throwing shade. Selena Gomez's way of saying that she was lip syncing her performance of Wolves with DJ Marshmallow.
And then what about that K-pop band, BTS?
Yes.
That was phenomenal in a way of what the hell am I watching? There are people crying watching these guys.
Korean. It was awful. K-pop.
I didn't care for it. I guess I didn't get it.
I mean, it's hard to...
I don't think you're supposed to get K-pop.
Stop it.
I don't think that you're probably...
You haven't heard me today.
I am trying.
In their wheelhouse. When they're performing and projecting out into the TV, they're not worried about you.
Yes.
It sucked. I'll be honest with you. I didn't get... I'm not supposed to get it, but I tried.
You're like,
I walked away not getting it.
And Paris Explain Hilton...
I don't know what it is, but go ahead.
Is claiming that she invented the selfie. Back in 2006, Paris Hilton is saying that she posted two selfies with Britney Spears, and then that is when a whole movement was born. I guess an Australian man first used the word selfie to caption a photo of his split lip back in September of the same year, that was before Paris Hilton and Britney Spears posted their picture, but that hasn't stopped Paris from claiming that she is indeed the creator of the selfie.
I kind of thought about it for a second, like she probably did, or at least brought it back around.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, people have been aiming a camera at themselves since the camera was first invented. So, of course, the internet immediately attacked her. Remember, you can't say anything on the internet without a million trolls saying you're wrong. I mean, somebody immediately put up the first guy who had, like, vented the camera in 1839. I know he had to aim it at himself. But we're not just saying, we're talking about the classic selfie, the way you hold it.
Right.
Duck lips. She gets credit maybe for the pose, too.
I mean, it's definitely, I didn't realize that 2006 was when it first made its appearance. It's funny to think that it's 11 years
old. Maybe that's when they start calling it.
There's a scene in Thelma and Louise where they're both taking a selfie with a Polaroid camera.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of moments. Maybe it's just when they actually called it the selfie.
The selfie. That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.